charge here. That's what the rules are.
Welcome to Walkers and Talkers, episode 193. Am I right, Jamie?
You are right, 193.
It seems like at least 2 weeks since we did 192.
Maybe a little bit more than that.
So, as we have done in the past, I want to apologize. I actually got an email from some of the big muckety mucks who oversee the podcasting empire. So they emailed me about the Elvis Duran Morning Show podcasts and the Brooklyn Boys podcast and the Walkers and Talkers podcast and all the other podcasts that are under the Elvis Duran umbrella. And it said, because they wanted us to do some back-end platforming BS that I'm not going to bore anybody with. And so part of the note said, Walkers and Talkers hasn't been updated since June. Is everything okay? He's still doing it. So I would like to apologize officially. Hi, my name is David Brody, and I'm apologizing for not having. So there's been no Walking Dead shows because of COVID. There wasn't a lot of news, and we didn't want to bother you with filler and just do episodes just to kill time. Yeah. And so I did post on social media that we were taking a break. We'd be back. So we're back, and Walking Dead is back this weekend as we are recording this. Today's the 17th, which is Wednesday. It's back on the 22nd. For those of us who have AMC Premiere, it's already watchable, although neither one of us has watched it yet. Because we wanted to do a news podcast and then not spoil it for us or you guys till after it airs. So we'll do a new episode next week. So there's a lot going on. That being said, episode 193... My Brooklyn Boys podcast is creeping up, even though we started a year before them. And by them, I mean me. The Brooklyn Boys up to episode 186 tomorrow. So only 7 episodes behind. I'm going to have to slow that thing down. That train's off the rails. That being said, that's quite the intro. I'm David Brody from Elvis Duran The Morning Show. That's Jamie from Light FM. Welcome back, Jamie.
Yes, welcome. I'm so glad we're doing this. I missed it.
The only good thing that came out of us taking a short break is that a few people tweeted me and a couple of people DM'd me that because there were no Walkers and Talkers episodes available and they enjoyed our snappy banter, they decided, what the hell, let's check out the Brooklyn Boys podcast, which I find it hard to believe you guys haven't stuck your toe in the water there. You know, if you enjoy the snappy banter here, the banter is electric over there.
Extra snappy.
It uses the dirty word sometimes. But that's not what the podcast is. It's just... They're just more opportunities for some bad words. But lots of snappy banter. Scary Jones, my co-host, is no Jamie, but he'll do.
Okay,
whatever the hell I tell him. No, he'll do. So for those of you that tried out the Brooklyn Boys, they all got back to me and said they enjoyed it. So if you did, great. If you haven't, please feel free. Because we always get, I push people from the Brooklyn Boys to listen to Walkers and Talkers. But this was the first wave of people coming in from this podcast to go to that podcast. And by the way, unlike certain mass transit in certain cities, there's no transfer fee. You can just go from podcast to another. You don't have to get like a special Metro card or any kind of easy pass.
No swipes.
No swipes. You just go. It's a freebie. just mention my name. You could say David Brody or Brody. I guess, or David, if you want. Brody David won't work. If you reverse it, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that won't work.
No, but if just mention my name when you hit the podcast play button, just say my name out loud, like Beetlejuice, but only once, and you will not have to pay the normal $37.18 fee to switch podcasts. It's free if you just mention my name. Does that work?
That works.
I'd like to see you try out the Brooklyn Boys podcast, Jamie.
I will. I see you. Man, you guys have a lot of merch. That's awesome.
We have a lot of merch. And, you know what? Now that The Walking Dead is back and up and running, and we're going to get back into almost, if not every week, but very, very regular, hopefully weekly podcasts, I will bring up the conversation of Walkers and Talkers t-shirts again, because we're going to place a Brooklyn Boys merch order soon. And then I will place an order for, I have to order, what I say, 12 at a time?
I think you said 12, yeah.
And so what we'll probably do is have you guys go to brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. And place your orders with your size request. And then they'll print them after you order, as opposed to they'll already have them printed. So the reason that is, our logo has a lot of colors. And it's a very long printing process, as I think I explained previously. So it's easier and less expensive if you would just have you guys place the orders, and then we'll print the shirts. Okay?
Yay.
It sounds good. Okay, so we have a lot of news as the run-up to the big return of the first 8 episodes of the 3-part, 24-episode series. Ooh. finale, season 11. So the first two parts, the first two episodes are, I'm going to butcher this, Acheron, part one and part two. If it's Acheron or Acheron.
Acheron.
You don't have to tweet me. I'm sure I'll hear it on Talking Dead or somewhere by the time you guys hear this. It's fine. But I like calling it Acheron, like Ross Marquand. It's a two-part. Hopefully you've seen all the trailers and teasers. If you are the trailer teaser type person, I have people in my family that won't watch a trailer or a teaser because they don't like to get misled by the trailers.
Whoa.
And they don't like to see things and then like, I got to see what happens. So if you haven't, there's like 6 of them.
There's a lot.
One that says it's a countdown. There's one where they're in a subway train. There's one where they're on the subway tracks. There's Maggie fighting in the woods with alongside Negan, not against Negan.
Hmm.
There's Reapers. There's what appears to be a woman with a Reaper mask on with dog.
Oh my God. That I did not like. I'm very concerned.
Yeah, well, we'll touch on that in this episode. There's a lot. Listen, they're going to throw everything at us in the next 24 episodes.
Yeah.
So, that being said, at San Diego Comic-Con at home, they announced the official dates of the returns of the other two shows. The World Beyond, it's the series finale season also for them. Although, fortunate for us, it's only 2 seasons. That'll come back October 3rd.
Okay.
So I have to assume that The Walking Dead will end, right? It'll probably be like 2 episodes that night.
Give us a break.
Talking Dead or something, because World Beyond is at 10 p.m. East Coast.
Okay.
Which means maybe The Walking Dead is at 9? Oh, that means they're going to... F you, World Beyond. Talking Dead at 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's evil.
That's terrible. Okay. Fear the Walking Dead. Seems like it just left.
It did feel like it just left.
Well, that's because they were so delayed at everything in the can. Speaking of everything in the can, how you doing?
I am fine.
You good? You didn't break your butt this week?
Dancing? No, I didn't rip my ass. No.
Okay. You say it better than I do. Okay. So that's going to return at 9 o'clock on the 17th. So I'm wondering if we're going to get both shows on Sundays, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and then any Talking Deads?
There better be.
I mean, Chris needs the money. He's only married to a billionaire. Like to see him stay working. The season premiere this Sunday, as we record this, one of the things they keep showing are Daryl, Maggie, Negan, and a bunch of other survivors in a subway tunnel. I have to imagine they've gone to the D.C. metro area? Alexandria, Virginia? That's the only subway.
That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like. So I'm excited for a different locale, a different environment than we normally get. And I think the second episode, Negan and Maggie go off together, which is why in the trailer you see them in the woods, and I think they're fighting Reapers.
OMG.
And then something or someone is in bad shape because Negan is holding her back, Maggie back, and she's screaming, no! So I get the impression that, I don't remember his name, the boyfriend.
No. Oh, what's his name?
Yeah, Jasper, Justin. One of those, whatever his name is, the guy who's with her group that she's obviously involved with, he probably dies because you need to show her in more pain and you don't need her having an ally because you want to trim the fat so she can be 100% back with the show group.
Oh, that's the woman's been through enough.
That's my guess, is that they kill off her love interest so that she can focus on Glenn again. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, Jamie, you've got some news for us about Norman.
Yes. So Norman Reedus says the Daryl and Carol spinoff won't look anything like The Walking Dead. When I read that, I was like, wait, what? So the sequel show, set to premiere in 2023 on AMC, will take Carol and Daryl out onto the road as they discover and explore new frontier in the Walking Dead zombie apocalypse. But Norman said, I can't tell you a whole lot about the spinoff, but I can tell you it won't look anything like The Walking Dead. It won't look like an episode of The Walking Dead with just Carol and Daryl walking around. It will be completely different. And just a quick reminder, Norman Reedus said originally on The Talking Dead that the original plans had Carol and Daryl leaving The Walking Dead together, hitting the road on their own on a spinoff, but returning to check back in on the group. But plans changed when AMC announced to Norman's surprise that season 11 will be the last and final season.
Yeah, so he probably said yes to the spinoff. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm not costing anybody's jobs.
Of course.
No one's going to lose their job over this. And they're like, oh, yeah, they kind of are.
Like
Melissa McBride had said no to the spinoff, I wonder if they still would have been so eager to cancel The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I agree. Hmm.
So I think that was one of two things is happening. Either three things. One, it's legit; they didn't know at the time. Two, they knew and lied to Daryl and Carol. Or three, Daryl and Carol are lying to us and they knew the whole time.
Yeah.
They don't want to get blamed for having the big show canceled.
Exactly.
I'm personal friends with Norman Reedus, as you know. I've met him three times now, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three times.
Beat.
Yeah, I know you have, yeah.
Well, we all know.
Yeah. So but a 10-inch one doesn't count as meeting him.
Okay.
Even if it's more intimate, it's not meeting him. Okay, so that being said, the show will look different. Okay, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Connie will return, if not in short little scenes, she returns full-time in episode 6 of this season, in what the producers are describing as a horror movie. Now, there is a scene in the trailer where she's in a typical horror movie scene. She's up against the wall with her hands up by her head. Yeah, and she's screaming. And she's in a cabin, and Virgil is there. And I think they're being hunted by someone, what the deal is. Now, there's also a scene in one of the trailers where Daryl is confronting the Reapers outside of a cabin, where it makes you think maybe Connie's in there in that same cabin. And he is stopping them from going into the cabin.
To hurt her.
Right, or not even knowing that she's in there. Or it's a different cabin. Like when he took Alpha to the cabin to find her daughter.
Yes.
And it was a different cabin.
Yes.
So I don't trust Daryl with cabins. For what that's worth. So I guess, I feel like Connie and Virgil is going to remind people, if they're the only thing in the episode, mostly, it's going to remind people of the Heath Tara episode that everybody hated.
And we all know how we feel about that.
Because Connie and Virgil are not exactly main characters on the show.
No.
Connie is sort of at Tara level, and Virgil is at Heath level. Like,
he's been there.
He's been in an episode, but, he's Virgil. Either they're going to character build them, or they're going to kill one of them. But I have to feel like they're going to both join the group and then die. At least Virgil will. He's not making it till the end.
I don't think so either.
He's a good guy. He's going to go down heroically. I left my island. I could have been safe. And I decided to risk my life to help people. So
yeah,
he going to die. He is. He's a
red shirt.
Thank you. What else you got, Jamie?
So basically on Talking Dead the other night, Chris asked him, what do you
think? Whoa. Start over again. Chris asked who, aren't you on Norman wants Daryl and Rick to reunite on The Walking Dead?
Yeah, but he talked about it on Talking Dead.
Sorry. I thought, no, take start again. So okay. What do you have? What else do you have, Jamie?
So on Talking Dead the other night, Chris Hardwick asked Norman Reedus, basically, if you were to reunite with Rick, what would you want it to be like? So Norman said, I think what would happen is I'd run into Rick by accident. He would smile. I would smile. I'd probably have a little tear flowing down, and then I'd punch him right in the face.
Nice. That's friendship.
That's friendship. Like, where the hell have you been?
So I did not watch Talking Dead last week.
No.
I don't think I knew it was on, or my DVR didn't tape it. So I'll have to go on AMC and watch it.
Oh, you know what? I apologize. It wasn't The Talking Dead. It was the preview special hosted by Chris Hardwick, which looks just like The Talking Dead. That's what it was.
So it looked like Talking Dead.
Yes.
But
on the set.
Right, but was it labeled in the guide as Talking Dead?
No, it was the preview special. I just called The Talking Dead.
Oh, okay.
That was my bad.
Okay.
It was the preview special.
Your bad is throwing the in front of Talking Dead. They're very particular about that.
I know.
So my DVR must have taped it as a Walking Dead episode, and I didn't look at it because I because like you know what happens, I guess it's on all systems, but on DirecTV, every 5-minute little trailer they post comes out like it's an episode. So it'll show I have a new episode of The Walking Dead, and then it's like a 5-minute trailer.
Oh,
so I, when I saw a new episode, I thought, oh, it must be another one of those little trailers I've already watched on YouTube, and I didn't watch it, but it was actually a Chris Hardwick special. So now I have to go watch that. All right. Well, Norman Reedus thinks that that Daryl would punch Rick in the face if and when he ever meets him again. Yep. Josh McDermott says he wants to be choked by Rick if Andrew Lincoln returns to the show.
What?
He says maybe Rick's comeback says, what's up with your hair? And takes scissors to Eugene's hair because Eugene grew a long braid since Rick left the show.
Yes, he did.
He said then Daryl punches Rick saying, hey, man, you owe child support. Then Eugene's like, no, he just cut my hair. Let me get a piece of that. And then McDermott says, then Rick chokes me out.
Man, a lot of violence here with this.
He's got the whole thing planned.
Choking, punching.
Whole thing planned out. Yeah. What other news do you have?
Well, Norman says he doesn't know how.
Why is it every time I go to you for some news update, it's about Norman Reedus?
Oh, well, because he's my favorite.
Okay, I see a pattern.
Is there a pattern? I haven't noticed.
I should just say, hey, Jamie, what else you got about Norman?
I do the Norman news, you know. Yeah. That's what I do.
Okay. So, okay, what else you got about Norman Reedus?
Norman Reedus.
By the way, David Brody's your man of the people. I give you all the news.
You do. I'm very one sided.
I'm
so
fair
sorry.
And balanced. This isn't some.
I normally do Jeffrey Morgan Norman
cable
news.
News network like this one's running over here. I give you down the middle. I give you everybody.
This is you do. For
I
the
mentioned
people.
Heath. I mentioned
for,
Heath.
I do for the ladies.
Oh, okay. You're just doing for the ladies. Listen,
for the ladies.
I've been known as well, but right now, I do it for all the people. You're doing it for Tara. I'm doing it for everybody. I'm doing it. You know what I mean? Like TJ, all everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
I got the Norman category.
Do you?
So Norman Reedus says he doesn't know how The Walking Dead will end, and he honestly doesn't want to know. He says, "I have
lies."
He's got to know. He said, I have broad strokes to how it will end, but not exactly. I kind of have an idea where it's going, but I don't know what it's going to look like at the end. That's what he claims.
Okay. Do you believe him?
Half believe him.
Because if you go on websites that specialize in The Walking Dead news, like we do, like Insider and comicbook.com.
Yep.
All the articles are people saying, oh, like the characters on the show. Oh, I know everything. I don't know anything. Oh, I know. I don't want to know. So
I feel like some of them have to say that.
Kari was like, I know everything. And then and he said, well, it must be things I don't know because someone must slap his hand. Then Melissa McBride told Norman she knew everything because he said he didn't know anything. And then she said, oh, I'm just kidding.
Oh man. Jesus.
Okay. Also, I'm speaking to Marcus when I do this thing. I'm speaking for everybody. Not just the ladies. Okay?
Well, I don't hate me. I do have another Norman story later.
Do you real?
I do.
Okay. So I feel like I need to balance this out for Nicholas and Carrie.
Oh,
and,
sorry.
And the boys, because you're just doing all these Norman stories. I don't have any, like, hot Lauren Cohan stories. You know, there may be some women who like Lauren Cohan, too. I don't want to, you know...
Hey,
judge.
She's
I'm
a
judging.
She's a gorgeous woman.
I'm also doing a show for Sarah. She knows. I do it for everybody, for the people.
For the people.
For the people. Lonnie? I'm doing a show for Lonnie.
Oh, we love Lonnie.
Yeah, but you know, you're doing a show, you know, and by the way, Tara, Shoes, right?
Oh, Shoes for Tanya?
Shoes for Tanya. But Tara, the dog trainer?
Yeah.
I haven't heard from her on either one of my podcasts. I'm getting worried.
Uh-oh.
She hasn't tweeted. I tweeted at her, asked if she was okay. Nothing.
You need to tweet us.
Yeah, I. So listen, if you know her, she lives upstate New York. I hope she's okay. No joke.
You know where she lives?
Well, she's a dog trainer. I looked up her dog training. She does like she trains dogs to compete, like run through the pylons and up the, you know, like dog competition training.
How fun!
I don't remember. I just know she lives up there. She told me once. I was like, oh, I said something like you should come to something in the city, and she's like, no, I live upstate New York. I think, but I don't remember. I don't know where.
Okay, but that's a very cool job.
Well, yeah.
Who doesn't want to play with dogs all day?
That's what I'm saying. So, all right. I want you to rethink your spot, your news selection.
Okay.
All right. Your story choices.
Okay.
All right. And we'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's Sarah Wayne Callies. I played Laurie on The Walking Dead. And you're listening to Walkers and Talkers with David Brody and Jamie. Be safe, everybody, and stay in the house like Carl should have.
Okay, Jamie. You got a news story for me?
Well, I thought about it, and I'm going to talk about Norman just one more time.
Oh, come on now.
I have some JDM news and some other people news about, you know, other stuff. But for right now, I'm going to do one more Norman story. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, all right, go ahead. All right, fine.
Okay. So Norman Reedus hopes that Daryl gets closure with Carol.
You can
Connie,
just still call him you-know-who or he. You just go he.
You-know-who.
You know, my guy.
My guy. So he hopes Daryl gets closure with Carol, Connie, and Leah on the final season of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, let me tell you something. He went from, like, not being with any women.
He's got a love triangle going on here.
He was not androgynous. He was asexual.
Yeah.
Not like having any interest in anybody. Now he's juggling three women. He's not involved with Carol, you know, even though I think she'd like to be.
Involved but not. It's like this weird thing
they
have.
Yeah. And then Connie, I mean.
Also involved but not.
Yeah. The only one he was involved with was Leah, and now she's a Reaper, I think.
Oh my Lord.
All right. Anyway, go on with your story about Norman.
So
about
when
Norman.
He was,
your okay, Norman story.
My Norman
your
story.
Your Nori. So, you storming?
Little Norman.
You're storming. You're Norman
storming. Norman.
You're storming. Go ahead.
So when Asif will get some closure between Daryl and the trio of women in his life, Reedus told Insider, God, I hope so. He goes, there's a lot of counseling sessions in Daryl's future. There's a lot of topics that need to have some closure and at least a conversation. But just to keep you guys up to date, Daryl thinks Connie's dead, that he broke Leah's heart, and he's just having constant fights with Carol. That's where he's at with all these three.
Yeah, people. And by the way, there's zombies trying to kill him.
And
Reapers.
That.
Okay. Yep. Talking Dead announced their guests for the after premiere episode. So Angela Kang, by the way, I'm pretty sure Angela Kang is paying to be on the show. Or she's giving them an ultimatum, like, if you want anybody from the show, you better have me on. Because she's on a lot.
She's adorable.
She is.
She's so cute.
She's like, and then there's going to be people murdered. But she's so cute about it.
She delivers it so sweetly.
And there's going to be people who are going to bleed out and get access to the head. We're going to see a lot of gore, a lot of horror.
Yeah.
But she does like her hands. She puts her hands together and she's like, you know.
She does.
She's like a little grandma. It's going to be so sweet. Oh, people are going to get chopped up and eaten. It's going to be great. Okay. So Angela Kang, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and Paola Lazaro.
Paola?
It's Paola.
Paola.
It's Paola, but it's...
Yes.
Right, it's Paola. Lazaro, who plays Princess, she'll be on the show. She's adorable. She's the cutest.
I really like her.
Yeah.
She's cute.
She's great. So that'll be a good episode. I guess JDM will have a lot to discuss in terms of his relationship with Maggie, because I'm assuming there's plenty of Negan Maggie in the first episode, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I cannot wait to see that.
All righty then. Speaking of Jeffrey Dean Morgan, you had said you had a Jeffrey Dean Morgan story coming up that wasn't Norman.
Is this
a Jeffrey Dean Morgan story about what he thinks of Norman?
No, it's just a JDM story because I love him too. So JDM tweeted a review of the first two episodes of The Walking Dead's final season. And he said, I just watched the first two episodes of the season. God damn, I do believe you all will love it. Hell of a beginning to the end. Strap it on, folks. Very excited for you all to see it. Here we go.
What else would he say? But that being said, I'm not strapping it on. If you, Jamie, choose to strap it on, you watch the show how you want to watch the show.
What does he mean, strap it on?
You know, like a helmet, like, you know, strap
on. Okay.
Strap on. It means like, you know, get your gear on, strap on your gear. But it just sounds.
Strap it up.
Strap it on. Strap it on. Strap it on, folks.
Very nice choice.
Isn't that what Porky Pig used to say at the end of the Bugs Bunny cartoons? Strap it on, folks. And with that thought in your head, we're going to take another quick break and we'll be right back and we'll wrap it up and, we'll all be holding our breath for the season premiere. All right. Hold on, Jamie.
Hey, guys. It's Michael Covert from The Walking Dead. I play Abraham Ford. You are listening to Walker. What the fuck are you listening to?
There you go. That's even better.
We're going to use that.
All right. Here we go. Walkers and Talkers.
David Brody and Jamie.
Yep. All right. Okay. So, home stretch of this episode. It feels good to be back, right, Jamie?
It does feel good to be back. I'm so glad this show's back. I feel like
I'm gonna make a confession. 185 episodes of The Brooklyn Boys. 186, because we have a zero episode, so we have 186 episodes.
Yes.
193 episodes of Walkers and Talkers. And I don't, 400 or 500 episodes of the Elvis Duran 15-Minute Morning Show.
Woo!
This is the first episode I've ever done in a bathing suit and sandals and a t-shirt.
You're in a so you went swimming.
No, I was, I had to, earlier today, I was supposed to vacuum my pool because in one of the rainstorms, some dirt washed into the pool. And it was sitting on the bottom, so I have an automatic vacuum. Hello there, but it doesn't get up some of the fine sand.
Yeah.
So you have to take a vacuum, and what the vacuum does, it pumps the waste out to the street into the out right. So what you do is you hook it up to the return line, so the where the water goes in, you know, those little flaps where the water goes in and the bugs get trapped, and the water goes back through the filter. You plug the thing in through there, and as you suck water through the little vacuum at the bottom, that water goes through the pipes, past your filter if you put it on waste, and goes out to wherever my water goes. Okay? The problem, and then I have a hose that's adding water to the pool at the same time. The problem is, and I'm not going to bore you guys too much, is that the hose doesn't fill the pool as fast as the vacuum empties the pool.
Oh, for sure.
So I usually start the hose a little earlier. I didn't have time today to put more water in. So I started it maybe 5 minutes before I started vacuuming. And so Jamie said, hey, can we postpone this like a half hour? I'm like, yeah, great. And so I went out to vacuum the pool. And I had to put a bathing suit on so I don't get all wet from any splashing. And then what happened was the water ran out. It ran lower than the skimmer baskets, which means it can't pull enough water to keep the suction going. Don't you hate when there's not enough suction on your hose?
I know so all about it.
My hose didn't have enough suction, so I had to stop right there. And so my pool is about 85 to 88% clean, and I have to now add the water is filling up now on it with a timer that shuts the water off at a certain point and go back out there. So I didn't want to change because I got to go back out to the pool.
Oh, you got to go back out and be the pool boy.
I'm going back out, Jerry. So I'm going to go out to do that. So this is, it is what it is. So yeah, so I'm sitting here with like, you know, like beach sandals kind
of
thing.
Well, it is August. You must be comfy though.
I am. Well, I'm comfy. You know what though? When you wear a bathing suit, you get a little bit of the chafe.
Oh,
you get the chafe, get the little chafe.
Sometimes the chafe happens, especially in the summer.
Yeah, chafe happens. So I'm in my basement studio chair with my little home studio here of a folding table and a computer and a microphone. And I'm sitting here in my bathing suit going, this is not the glamorous radio life that I thought I was signing up for.
It's not totally ideal.
You guys, listening to the podcast, I guess we will agree you're called the listeners because we're the talkers.
We're the talkers.
We need a better name. Maybe the dead. You guys are the dead? I don't know. We'll figure it out. We should have 180.
Are we the dead?
No, we're the walking dead. No, we're the talkers.
We're the talkers.
Anyway, we don't have a fan army. We really should have come up with something.
I know we should.
Almost 200 episodes ago. Anyway, so I'm sorry to bore you with that, but I just, as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, oh, it's a little uncomfortable. It's not comfortable down here at all. Not in the bathing. It's one thing being in the pool, but you're sitting in a bathing suit for a while. So that's it.
Yeah, that gets uncomfortable.
That's it. So I'm going to wait another 600 episodes, I think, before I do this again. So anyway, back to what we're supposed to be doing. The your Robert Kirkman addressed at Comic-Con why the Rick Grimes movies, especially the first movie, is taking so long.
Yeah, tell us, Robert.
He says, I wish that... See, I do the news for everybody. Everybody's news.
I know, for the people.
I wish that there were more updates. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. # they have no ideas. That's what that means. Everybody's working very hard to make this thing as good as it can be. That means the script was terrible and they keep rewriting it. All I will say... We don't want a bad Rick Grimes movie. We want an amazing Rick Grimes movie. So everybody behind the scenes is making sure that when this comes out, it was worth the wait. And it is actually the special character building Rick Grimes journey that everybody wants it to be. I don't need it to be character building. I need him to be killing shit, beating people up. I don't need him to rediscover himself. I don't need him to go on a life journey.
I don't need
him to cry while serious music is playing and his hand is on the window while it's raining outside. I don't need it. I don't need a tour de force. You know, I don't need a laugh to cry to became a part of it. I need Rick shooting shit. That's right. Am I wrong now,
yeah,
Jamie?
Shoot shit up.
Shoot shit, stab shit, kill shit. Punch shit, kick shit.
Step and shit.
Step right. Step and shit. Almost get killed. But I don't need him to, like, fondly remember Carl.
You know they're going to throw something in there.
And then
like
think
that.
About his wife. What was her name?
Oh, Lori.
I know. It's so long ago.
Oh, it's
thinking
so
about
long.
Lori and, you know, all the people in his life that are, and Michonne, Mrs. Michonne, and his boots. Just.
Oh, his boots.
You
yeah.
know, kill shit. Kill shit. Hey, Robert Kirkman, thanks for doing the interview with Walkers Talkers Podcast. No problem. Glad to be here. So, Robert, I just want to say on behalf of me and Jamie, we don't want Rick to go on a journey. What?
Yeah
Robert, there's a reason why your comic book ended and the Walking Dead show veers off from what you did, because the last bunch of episodes people didn't like. And so I don't want Rick to go on a journey. I know in the course of 11 seasons and or nine and a half seasons he was on.
Yeah.
It was a journey. I get it. I don't want the movies to be a journey. There's a couple of people on YouTube that break down like screenwriting stuff and they explain, they break down The Walking Dead. I'm going to try to figure out that, remember the name of the YouTube channel that does this. But there's one guy who's like a script guy.
Okay.
And so he studies plots. And so he will tell you, like, why you need a foil, why you need a false villain, right? The villain that you think is the bad guy, but then turns out okay and ends up helping you. It was the same way. Like, he did a great breakdown of, what were the guys on horses? Ozzy, the guys that all got their heads cut off.
Oh, what were they?
The highwaymen.
The highwaymen. Good
right.
memory.
He talked about why you needed them. It was to give you a short arc. Of perceived bad guys to take your mind off the whisperers. But then they go on a journey and they turn around and they become heroes. But he talks about why every good villain needs to go on a journey and why, and how you don't think about it. You just watch the show, right? But he breaks down the episodes and the arcs and shows you why each thing was there and why characters get into fights and why, you know, why there's relationships and how it all plays into a typical A, B, C, D, E, F, A, B, like, you know, formulaic script. But you don't realize it. You're just enjoying the ride, right?
Yeah, very interesting.
So Leah is on that kind of arc where she's mysterious and then he falls in love with her. Then she runs away. Then she's a bad guy. And then eventually she's going to die a hero. Like, that's how it ends. Because when you come back from your journey, you probably die.
Yeah.
So if Leah dies, just know that Hollywood wrote this script 100 years ago. That's how it works. So you can almost predict it's like Disney movies. You know what's going to happen. They're going to get lost and they find themselves. Then they sing about it.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a plot.
And then they sing about it.
So back to Kirkland and the journey. We're not going to be rushing this thing out, clearly. Clearly. 3 years ago, they showed, was it the helicopter flying to Philadelphia?
I know. So
I know. Hashtag
like
pandemic.
So
I get
ago.
It. I know. There was a bump in the road. I get it. We're going to make sure it's perfect. So that's what's going on behind the scenes. And when it finally comes out, when we're showing trailers and stuff, you'll see. You'll be like, by the way, I hate saying you'll be like, but he said it. So I'm just quoting him.
Oh, okay.
You'll be like, that's exactly what we wanted. I'm so glad they waited. I don't like when you throw like in. I don't like that. He should have said something like, and you'll be saying, or you'll be like, hey, come on, you're an adult. Come on. Okay. So, Jamie, I don't think we have a lot more to talk about. I know you have one more thing on your list, because you said after the Robert Kirkman thing, you had one more thing. Is it about Norman?
Well, I actually have two more things. Well, kind of a combo jab, but it is for the people. It is not about Norman. Okay. Are you proud of me?
I'm proud of you, but I you know, it's been a while now. I kind of need some Norman.
Yeah, well, this is about...
Is he okay?
He is just fine.
Is Daryl okay?
Daryl's fine. Okay. Norman's fine.
Right.
Everybody's
I haven't
good.
Heard from him in like 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
So producer Scott Gimple hints actors and characters from past seasons could return. So the anthology spinoff series in development at AMC Networks by Walking Dead Universe Chief Content Officer Scott Gimple is described by the network as an episodic anthology with individual episodes or arcs of episodes focus on new or existing characters' backstories or other standalone experiences.
Okay.
So, according to the franchise executive producer, Gail Ann Hurd,
she got promoted, clearly.
Yeah. Almost everyone who has lived or died on The Walking Dead wants to return to tell new tales and tales of The Walking Dead.
I want a list of the people that don't want to come back.
I think everybody wants to come back.
I don't think Steven Yeun wants to come back. He made that clear.
He
hasn't
so
done any flashbacks.
No, he
right?
doesn't.
He's already, like, he didn't win an Oscar. He's nominated for an Oscar.
He was nominated. Minari was phenomenal.
I was going to say Miyagi from Karate Kid. Minari.
No, Minari. No,
actually, it was Minari. And I'm not putting an accent on that. Was I think it was pronounced Minari, I think.
Which I believe translated means young plant or like plant.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it.
I think.
By the way, Gail Ann Hurd, what is your title at work, Jamie?
Just producer.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I'm an executive producer.
Yeah.
We do the same job. I mean, the job is sort of the same.
That is what I do.
You should just start calling yourself executive producer.
I do sometimes to myself and to people.
But here's what I don't understand. I've been an executive producer on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show for 19 years.
Wow.
Right? Of the 23 years I've been there, 19 mm-hmm. as executive producer, or one of the executive producers. We have a few. Gail Ann Hurd, if you noticed when you read that, is franchise executive producer.
Yes.
So she got promoted.
Woohoo.
What I want to know is, because I just promoted you, Jamie, to executive producer.
Thank you. Thank
Congratulations.
You.
There's no raise there, but you get.
Oh, okay. All right.
And there's no parking.
It's just a title.
Spot. Yeah, you got a parking spot, but your name's not on it. So how do I become franchise executive producer? I mean, I guess I need a franchise first.
I guess we need franchises, yeah. Which we don't.
We don't have a franchise. Right. I mean, Elvis Duran has a franchise. I'm just a part of it. But yes. I would like to be part of a franchise at some point. And get, or maybe not a franchise executive producer, maybe like Regal franchise producer. Something like, you know, Epic executive producer.
Oh, I like Epic.
Epic
or Regal.
Is good,
Regal,
right?
Epic or Regal.
Right,
I like
one
it.
Of those. Like, you know, something fancy schmancy. I feel like a promotion is due. I'm not asking for a raise because I've already been told no. So I got to ask, maybe a title change. I don't even need new business cards. I just need, like, you know, to tell people and nobody tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
Like when you're executive producer tomorrow morning, just yeah. know.
All of a sudden.
Right, like someone calls up and goes, so what's Jamie's role? And Cubby says, she's a producer. And you're like, executive producer.
Executive, sir.
Yeah. Is that going to cost me any more money? No, Cubby, it's the same price. Oh,
no, same price.
Same price. Okay, all right. Go on with your damn self. What were you saying?
Well, characters who survived season 11 of The Walking Dead might also continue on in the tales. And there are even, and this is kind of exciting.
Uh-huh.
There are even hints former Fear star Kim Dickens will return as Madison Clark. And one-time Walking Dead guest star John Carroll Lynch, who will reprise his role as Eastman, which we remember.
Yeah.
And then Ryan Hurst, who played Beta, teased a prequel unmasking more from his villain's past. And of course, Cudlitz, who played a fan favorite, Abraham Ford.
Abraham.
Has all but confirmed his return in a new prequel tale, Crossing Over with Fear.
Oh, let me get this straight.
He spilled the beans.
Let me say something. Yeah, Michael Cudlitz, our buddy.
Can't keep a secret.
You're saying he may have said too much.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Listen, he's a great actor who's done some really good television. I love some of his TV shows, and he was great on The Walking Dead. He clearly wants to come back to The Walking Dead.
Oh, he so wants to go. I mean, he's directed. He's done lots of stuff.
If he could be Abraham Ford again, he will be Abraham Ford again.
Love it.
He's got the red hair dye in a bucket by his bed, ready to dip his head into it.
He's ready to stick his head in there.
I mean, we do want it, because you know what we haven't seen? We haven't seen him journey from Houston to Virginia.
No.
Right? Well, actually, Atlanta. Right, Atlanta. And we didn't see when he met, when he and Eugene met, what's-her-face from
Rosita.
Nope.
Oh,
well, yeah, Rosita, yes. But when he met what's-her-face from Fear the Walking Dead, the SWAT team. Al. Because one of her tapes said, like, the...
Yes, you're right.
The sergeant and the doctor or something. Or
yes.
The redhead, so the right. Whatever it was, yep. It was clearly them.
The redhead and the scientist.
I don't think it was redhead. I think it was military guy, sergeant and the doc or something.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, you don't have to tweet us. But that they met Al. I'd like to see that episode as well.
Wow, that would be very cool. He's down to come back.
Right. Clearly. And if there's any, I mean, I don't want to see like him off like on a, I don't want to see him like going food hunting with Sasha. I don't need to see that. I want to see prequel stuff, you know?
Or absolutely.
I want to see him in heaven holding his head. That's
Oh God.
All right. So
taking it like a champ.
Taking it like a champ. Like that. Yeah.
Oh God.
Okay.
When I saw that the first time, my knees actually went weak and my stomach was like, I felt like I was gonna throw up.
I knew they were gonna kill a second person. I just didn't. I thought it was gonna be a cliffhanger. Oof. Like to the second episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sorry.
My knees like jello.
Sorry, Abraham's dead. Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler.
And you know what? I don't know. The thing with Madison is they keep hinting she's going to come back. Again, I know there's people on social media that liked her. Like anytime there's a tease, you see people going, "Oh my God, I hope they're bringing her back." The show had shit ratings when she was on the show. It wasn't like she was Rick.
She's not Rick.
But she was like, okay, she's fine. I think people get caught up in firsts, like in originals. Like
Very
the original
true.
Guitar player from a band is always the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Even if someone replaced him who was better. You always want the original guitar player back. Mm-hmm. And I just think because she's an original, people want her to come back.
Yeah.
I wonder, how about this? How about you launch Tales of the Walking Dead with no clips, you don't show what it is, and then the first episode is Madison, and they show how she escaped the stadium.
Ooh.
And then she reappears on Fear.
I want to see. If she escaped, I want to know how.
Or she reappears on Fear, and they say, find out the backstory on, like an hour later on the spinoff.
Ooh.
Of Tales. Like, I feel like they have to use one to promote the other. Otherwise, she's dead. Or they're going to just show her interviewing with Al, because Al interviewed her as well.
Yeah, she did. They could do any of those things.
Now, technically, couldn't she have met Madison? I don't remember the timelines to like where they lined up. I think Madison got to Texas after Abraham would have left. So I don't know if they would have been able to meet. But if Al met them both, then maybe.
They could have all been there.
Right, they met Al in Texas, right? After the dam?
I'm almost positive.
Right, they met all the new people in Texas, right? Yeah. So who knows? I don't know. All right, I got to go. You know why I have to go? Because I want to go watch AMC Premiere. I want to go watch the episode
now. And you have to finish your pool.
I do. Thank you. I'm like, why am I watching The Walking Dead in my bathing suit? Oh, damn it. Yeah, so let me go.
I got to get back out there.
I got to go vacuum. All right. So that being said, Jamie, even though he's sort of a good guy or trying to be and Maggie still hates him, it is still time.
What time is it?
It's time to shut this shit down. You just say it, Jamie. I'm going to line it up. You always I'm timing it. Shut it. It's time.
So just say it.
Shut. No, I'm going to use this. I'm keeping all this.
Are you? No.
Yes.
No, it's all right, so
embarrassing. I deleted it. Sorry. Right, do it one more time. Ready? Jamie, it's time.
What time is it?
It's time to shut this shit down. Okay, you can't do it.
It throws me off. I'll tell you what.
You do it by yourself, then I'll do it by myself, and then I'll line them up.
Okay.
Jamie, do you know what time it is?
What time is it? I'm going first.
Oh, my God.
You hate me right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to say it, okay?
Yeah.
It's time to shut this shit down.
I like that you asked me permission to say something I've been begging you to say for 3 minutes.
I know, but then I start, because you make me laugh so hard that I get derailed and then I can't stop laughing.
Okay, all right. I'll clean this all up. It'll sound great.